St. Paul has a beautiful prayer today in his letter to the Ephesians. He's writing to Ephesus, and in his prayer, he's praying for the people that their minds and their hearts would be open to the riches of God's glory. That the minds and the heart of the people would know how rich God is and how we need to treasure the Lord and how there's so much beauty in people who believe in the power of God. So he's praying for the people not to forget how rich God is, how powerful God is. And this is what the devil wants us to forget. The devil wants us to forget the very important truth that everything we could ever want, need, and desire, we can literally receive from God. That God, in his hands, holds every treasure, every gift, every blessing is in God. And this is the thing the devil wants us to forget. He wants us to believe that God is not enough and that what I want and what I desire, God cannot fulfill. So what the devil does in our lives is he wants us to taste everything, every single thing that the world has to offer us. He leads us into different temptations and different sins to taste what the world has to offer. And then what ends up happening is because we've tasted so much of the world, we start to lose our taste for God. Think about a child. If you only fed a child chips and candy and gave them pop to drink, imagine if you put some vegetable in front of that child, what do you think would happen to them? They wouldn't want to taste that. Because they've been offered the junk, they've been offered the trash, and their body, their soul, their mind, their very mouth has just been so used to eating trash that when they see something good, they have no taste for that. They have no appetite for that. This is what the devil does in our lives. He gives us trash, he gives us junk over and over again, and we just so easily give in to him. To the point that we no longer have a taste or appetite for anything that is holy or for anything that's godly. There's a weapon that we forget that we have. And this is a great weapon. And you've heard us preach so many times about the different weapons that are in our faith. We talk about the Eucharist. We talk about the Word of God. We talk about the Rosary. We talk about Scripture, the Bible, these beautiful weapons. But there's one weapon that I think is the most powerful, and it's one that the Lord has been bringing into my own mind, into my own heart, and it's the weapon of our free will. Our free will is the greatest weapon that God has ever given us. Our free will is our ability to choose. That means when a temptation comes our way, we have the ability to choose, to say yes or no to that thing. And God has given us our free wills to choose. But the devil wants to mess up that free will very easily. St. Catherine of Siena has an amazing letter that she was writing to a priest. She was writing to a priest and she said, Father, and she wrote this to a priest, but it's for all of us. She says, Father, pick up the sword of your free will. Because with that sword, you can vanquish, defeat, and conquer the devil. But if you put your sword down, the devil will pick it up and kill you with your own weapon. That means that if I'm just easy with my free will, if I'm just easy with the choices that God has given me, the devil is going to take my choices and kill me with the very choices that I'm making. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we think, when we fall into sin, like, how did this happen? Like, all of a sudden. Listen, when your husband walks into the door and you cuss him out, that doesn't just happen all of a sudden, okay? There's things that lead up to that. There's things that happen, little things that take place that lead us to sin. No one just ends up in bed with someone. That doesn't just happen. But I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. Like, Father, I don't know how this happened. It just happened. Sin doesn't just happen. There's a crazy metaphor that I've heard just recently. about how you boil a frog, okay? And this metaphor is really crazy. You don't just take a frog and put it in boiling hot water. Because frogs are a certain way, you take that frog and you put him in cold water and you slowly simmer that water, slowly, until it becomes warm and hot and boiling, until that frog is cooked, literally cooked. And this is what we do. This is the devil. We allow the devil to cook us. We allow the devil to slowly lead us into a place of death. Things don't just happen all of a sudden. The devil takes little ways of creeping into our lives very, very slowly until he can lead us into that place of sin. We need to shut the door right away. And we shut the door right away by recognizing the power of our free will, the power of that weapon that God has given us to choose him over anything. One of the most beautiful verses that I've heard about choosing, about free will, comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30. And in this beautiful passage, the Lord says, "I have placed before you life and death. I have placed before you blessing and curse." The Lord says, choose life. Choose life so that it may be well with you. We have so many choices over and over and over again. Every single day, we're being called to make choices. How we win, how we conquer, is when we take those little ways and we keep choosing God over and over and over again. So my brothers and sisters, let us take our free will that God has given us and let us use that weapon. Because if we put it down, the devil will kill us with that very weapon. Let's ask the Lord to strengthen our wills, especially in this Mass as we receive the Eucharist, so that we have the strength to choose God in the midst of temptation. Amen.